It's time to get out your MapQuest, or should I say your Ayurvedic MapQuest. David Hawthorne, the 3-Minute Astrologer, will be joining us today and taking your phone calls at 564-1290. 564-1290. Now, if you're listening via the internet online, you can give us a call, 866-564-1290. Have your questions ready, your birth date, your birth time, and your birthplace, so that David can give you an accurate 3-minute astrology reading. Coming up on Tell Me Your Story.
Walk with me, talk with me, tell me your stories. I'll do my best to understand you.
And welcome to a beautiful, beautiful Saturday afternoon here on the Central Coast. It is the first day of summer, and for many parts of the country, it feels like it, and just to give you some nice little positive notes from where we are, we just spent a wonderful last couple of hours celebrating the solstice here in on the Central Coast in Santa Barbara, California. We have a parade, which I was told started out, as a birthday celebration by one of the local residents many years ago, and has turned into something quite fun, lots of frivolity, color, excitement, energy, and today a lot of heat, but it was a lot of fun, and it really gets the summer off to a big bang, as it were. And we're hoping to do that for you through the 3-Minute Astrologer, David Hawthorne. And David, welcome back to the program, and it's good to hear you, and also good to hear that you're in good health this time.
Oh, yes, thank you. Glad to be back, Richard. Thank you.
And we're going to talk a little bit about the way things are and the way things are going to be. We seem to hear the term Mercury in retrograde. Now, that's in terms of Western astrology. Does Vedic astrology have that aspect element to it?
Oh, yes, absolutely it does. But there's a big misnomer here that if Mercury, for a person's particular rising sign, is a beneficial planet, then its retrograde motion is actually positive. It just slows it down. So in other words, if Mercury is a good planet for your chart, and Mercury goes over one of your good planets or goes over your rising sign degree, and then it goes retrograde back over it and then direct over it for the third time, that's considered a long-lived happy event. Hmm. On the other hand, there are a few rising signs where Mercury becomes a functional malefic planet, and for those people, then Mercury can cause some adverse effects. So if Mercury then goes over the rising sign degree or one of the favorable planets and then goes retrograde and then direct again for the third time, then that would be a long-lived, unhappy event.
Okay.
That's the first thing that has to be clarified.
All right. We'll get further clarification, and I don't mean to interrupt you there. We're going to take a quick break. 564-1290 is the number, 564-1290. Tell me your story. 3-Minute Astrologer David Hawthorne here. Join us, won't you please? Tell me your story. 3-Minute Astrologer David Hawthorne is my guest. He is on the phone with us, and we are certainly happy to have him with us. We also are going to be taking your phone calls, 564-1290. That's 564-1290, and our first caller is Larry. And Larry, David, you're together. Go ahead.
Oh, this is great. Hi, Larry. So can I have your date of birth?
July 17th, 1951.
July 17th, 19...
5-1.
Yeah. 1951.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the time of birth?
12:10 p.m.
I can't quite hear him.
That's 12:10 p.m.
And the place of birth?
Los Angeles, California.
Los Angeles, California.
Okay, very good. So, Larry, we are using, and for the rest of your audience as well, we are using what is called Vedic astrology from India. We're not using Western astrology. We're using sidereal zodiac, not tropical zodiac, so things change a little bit, but this is very accurate. This was used by the ancient kings and queens and royal persons of India. It's actually a divine science is what they call it. And it is known as Jyotisha, which means the divine science of light on time and karma. So we're going to look at your horoscope briefly here, and we're going to say that at the for July 17th, 1951, at 12:10 p.m. in Los Angeles, the sixth sign of the zodiac was rising. This is called Virgo rising sign. Virgo is a very intellectual, communicative rising sign. It's a very refined and perceptive rising sign. These people have great perception. They see very clearly things. They know what motivates people. Mercury in your chart is in the house of income, so it says you could gain income through writing, business, brokering, communications. You do have Saturn in the first house. This makes you more mature, and it makes you conservative, and it makes you the elder or senior statesperson. And the most favorable planets for you are Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, and Moon. Now, Venus in your chart has gone into the 12th house. This can cause some discontinuation of family life or separation from wife or children. And so if you strengthen this Venus, it will help you a lot. You can strengthen Venus by wearing a 1-carat diamond gemstone, either on the ring finger or as a pendant on a chain. Strengthening Venus will help you with your wealth, your status, your speech, and continuation of family life. It looks like there's been some discontinuation, which means some separation, some loss, some divorce, something like that. And does that make sense to you, Larry?
Congratulations.
I'm sorry?
Congratulations.
He hit it on the head?
Okay, so wearing a diamond will help. This will also help you with your kidneys, your pancreas, and reproductive organs. In other words, there's a little bit of weakness, and you should not take so much sugar or caffeine because there can be blood sugar problems or even diabetes. So the diamond gemstone is quite good for you. Now, Moon is in Sagittarius. This is very, very good. Moon in Sagittarius says that you can learn anything and you can teach anything. You have a very you are a benevolent, generous person. And because Jupiter ruling the fourth house is in the seventh house, it's actually quite good for marrying somebody who is a professor, teacher, lawyer, and it can bring some kind of property to you. And I really like Jupiter's position in this chart because Jupiter is blessing the seventh house of marriage and partnerships. It's blessing the house of income. It says you can also enjoy some income yourself through publishing, teaching, consulting, and advisory roles, or religion and law are also favorable. Jupiter blesses the first house. It gives you wisdom. It gives you morality. It gives you divine grace. And you are a natural-born teacher. So you can teach. You can learn. And Jupiter aspects the third house. It says you can have some entrepreneurial efforts also connected with publishing, teaching, consulting, or advisory roles. There has been some obstruction in your career. It can be connected with executive organizing capability and real estate or construction or something like that. But there has been some obstruction in your career. And so I still think the number one remedy for this chart is the diamond gemstone. That will help you with your wealth, your status, your career, family life. Never wear a ruby gemstone. Never wear a blue sapphire gemstone. And one of the remedies for your chart is helping the elderly or the poor and the needy. That's a very good remedy. And the last couple of points here, you just finished an 18-year cycle a year ago that was not ideal for you. I won't go into that too much, but other than to say it's connected with financial problems, it's connected with conflict, disputes, divorce. Now you are in a brand new 16-year cycle, which I would believe can be the best 16 years of your life. This is a beautiful 16 years of Jupiter. Jupiter's in its own sign in the seventh house. It's going to bring good partners to you, good relationships, good marriage. It's going to bring property. So I really would encourage you to enjoy and to kind of close the old chapters. Don't worry about the past. Now you're in 16 years of Jupiter. That's divine grace and good fortune. So good luck, Larry.
Two questions.
All right, yes. Larry.
Number one, on the family issue.
Yes.
That cannot be resolved. It's been finished. Won't get into it, but I left home at a very early age, and that was at the end of it.
I can't hear him. I'm sorry.
Basically, the family issue, he says, cannot be resolved. He left at an early age. And what's
okay.
The other point, Larry?
The other is, how does one go ahead and find out about yourself personally or a website to follow up with you?
All right. The website is astroview.com. That's astroview.com. And it's also linked through my website, and you go to the radio show's page, and this program will be on page 3, and there's a link to his website as well. But astroview.com is the website, and you can get all kinds of information there as well.
Okay. As for what he brought up, can you hear me now, David?
Yes.
As for what you brought up for your own information on the real estate, I ended a real estate career of 15 years in 1988.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't get
he ended a real estate career about 15 years ago in about 88. So
very good.
All right. Well, Larry, thank you so much for calling, and I hope you'll continue listening.
Will do, sir. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Larry. You call anytime.
All right, bye-bye. And that's how easy it is. Give us a call, 564-1290, 564-1290. Or if you're outside the area, you're listening on the stream, on the Internet, 866-564-1290. We need your birthplace, your birth time, and your birth date, the date, time, and place. Let's put them in that order, date, time, and place. And we need some accuracy on that because, obviously, David, you shared with us before on the program that if you don't have an accurate those three accurate parameters, it's very, very difficult, if not impossible, to give the type of roadmap, if you will, or chart that you're able to give people such as Larry. And it sounded to me like he was laughing in the background as you were giving him the reading, as though you were right on. You were spot on. He says congratulations, and I think that's because you were right on the money in that regard.
Yeah, the thing is that I'm using this very good paradigm, scientific paradigm that I learned in India from my professor. And it's based on logic and mathematics. So I'm not using any psychic ability. I'm not channeling or talking to dead people or reading auras. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the mathematical position of the planets at the time of birth. The ancient rishis of India gave us this divine science. And they said at the moment of birth, the planets are in such a situation to indicate the person's karmas for this lifetime, what they're going to have to deal with, and which planets, and you can see by reading this which planets are strong, which planets are weak. See, my position is that everything in the horoscope is predestined and will come to pass, but anything in the horoscope can be changed. Mm-hmm. That's a tremendous paradox. And what makes the difference is this. If we are in the dark about our horoscope, if we don't know how the planets are operating and when they are operating and what to do as planetary remedies for charts, then we will meet with that destiny, and there could be multiple marriages, multiple health problems, multiple financial problems, mental problems, emotional problems, physical problems. Now, the moment we turn on the light to this knowledge, Jyotisha means the divine science of light on time and karma. So when we turn on this light of knowledge, we begin to see, oh, this is where the draft is coming from in my chart. These are the tires that are low in air on my bus of life. And then so the role of astrology is really to empower people, not to create codependency, but to give them the knowledge, the tools, to strengthen their benefic planets and to do the proper charities for the planets causing adverse effects. Now, I'm 62. I didn't know about the remedies until about 10, 11 years ago. And I will tell you the last 10 years of my life have been the best ever because the remedies do work. And so we can just use simple remedies, like I mentioned to Larry, to wear a diamond. It's very good for him.
Mm-hmm.
We want to strengthen the weak planets that are benefics. We don't want to strengthen the planets that cause adverse effects. For those planets, we have to do the planetary remedies. But the point is I've been very impressed with this knowledge over the last 20 years of studying it, going through 8,000 charts. I received my professorship from India in Vedic astrology, and I think that this knowledge is absolutely practical. We should know that we should know our children's charts. This way we know their strengths and weaknesses, and which child should be studying art, which child should be studying engineering, and we can see their personalities. We can see their strengths and weaknesses. Then, when they are older and they decide to get married, then they need to look at the chart for their spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't look at these things, then it's very possible for somebody to marry somebody with serious problems in their chart. And then what happens is that maybe the person they marry, has so much affliction in their chart that they cannot sustain a marriage. I've seen a man's chart that was so afflicted for marriage that that his wife ended up committing suicide.
Hmm.
And so, you know, I have a daughter, and I want her to know when she's dating the man's chart, because if there's something that's seriously wrong in his chart, then she has two choices. She either just leaves and says, I'm not going to invest a lot of time in this relationship, or she says, you know, Dad, what are the remedies? And then we do the remedies for the chart. But my point is that people are like book covers. And, you know, some book covers are nicer than others. But it's tough if you get into a marriage or a relationship and you get into chapter 5 or chapter 10 or chapter 20 after a number of years, and then you find that there's some real serious problems. So it's better to avert the danger that has not yet come. And so the idea is, if we know it ahead of time, you know, in every chart there are indications for relationships. Now, I know I have to be, you know, honest. Most of the women that call me for readings are very concerned about relationships. Most of the men that call me for readings are very concerned about careers. That's the way it just kind of falls out for the most part. But in terms of relationships, in every chart there is different significations, different indicators for good, strong relationships. And so if these are weak or afflicted or debilitated, then the chances are the person is going to have, you know, problems in relationships until they fix their chart. So it's very good to know this for children. It's good to know this for marriage. It's good to know it for your career. If you, you know, if you know that your career lord is connected, you know, if your house of career is connected with you know, real estate and engineering and construction, then fine, that's where you should be.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, if there's Venus is sitting there, then you should go ahead and get in the arts or music or theater. So we can really use this knowledge in such a practical application. In fact, all areas of life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
as we've talked before, you know, I've again to use it in the context of, if you know that there's rain, snow, sleet, hail, sun, wind, you know, bad roads, good roads. If you know that those are ahead of you and you prepare ahead of time, guess what? You're going to still go through those conditions, but you're going to go through them with less of an impact and a jumbling, if you will, than you would if you didn't prepare. I mean,
right,
think about it.
Right. Yeah, if it's raining, take an umbrella.
Take the precautions, and that's what you talk about with the remedies.
Right, and if you're on a dangerous road, you know, see, we do have the hands on the clock. This is very powerful part of Vedic astrology, is that we can see the past, we can see the present, and we can see the future general trends. So point is that if a person is in a period of time where it's quite good for them, then they can go a little faster than somebody who's in a period of time where there's obstructions or delays or disappointments or accidents.
Mm-hmm.
And those people should just exercise a little more care. You know, going back to Larry here for a second, Larry ran 18 years from March 89 till March 2007, which, in my opinion, were not ideal at all. There was a lot. That was a very difficult time for him, and if we had been his astrologer back then, we would have done some remedies. I would have told him what to strengthen, what to propitiate, so that we could have better results. I'm happy for him that he survived that. There was a possibility of him not surviving it, especially February 2006 to March 2007. That was a disastrous time for him. I massive change for him, in my opinion. But now he's in 16 years of Jupiter. This is a tremendous blessing. He's got divine grace for 16 years. Actually, well, he's been in it for a year, so he's got 15 years to go.
Mm-hmm.
And he should be, if a relationship or partnership comes up at this time, he should embrace it, because it's very, very good for his chart, and it's going to be good for property and happiness at home and marriage or partnerships,
mm-hmm.
income, gains, self-expression. All these things are very good for him now. Mm-hmm.
If you'd like to give us a call, our number is 564-1290, 564-1290, outside the area, listening on the Internet. It is 866-564-1290. David Hawthorne is our guest, and he is the 3-Minute Astrologer, as we take your calls. And we have you give David your birthplace, date, and time. And you can give us your real name or a fake name. Doesn't really matter that much. It's more the birth date, place, and time so that we can then give you that roadmap, that information based upon, as David has already told us, logic and mathematics, very precise aspects to give you the information that will assist you on your way in your life. And hopefully Larry has understood more of why he experienced some of the things that he did in those 20 years, what have you, and knows what how to approach the coming 15 years and so forth. So you can also get in touch with David through astroview.com. That's astroview.com. And you can email him. You can see what else he has available there. David, before we go to our next caller, let me ask you very quickly, if you can do it in about 30 seconds, this issue of Mars in a good place right now, because a lot of people have been freaked out about Mercury in retrograde, but that's the Western astrology.
Yeah, but Mars is the guy that has been the culprit. On April 28th, Mars went into its debilitation sign, and just today it came out of debilitation sign. Well, Mars rules property, and it's been debilitated, so there's been fires in California, floods in the Midwest. It's been a disastrous time for property. This will now change in a positive direction starting today.
All right, and we're going to go ahead and go to our next caller, who is Paul, and he is on the line. Are you calling from Santa Barbara, Paul?
You know, I'm actually at Point Magoo Naval Base.
Really? Wonderful. Well, David is on the line with you, and, of course, he needs your birthplace.
Date
of birth first.
Hi, David. Born in Los Angeles.
Date of birth.
1958.
What was the month?
August 19th. 58.
Okay.
Okay, August 19th, 1958, and now we need the time of birth.
You know, I'm pretty sure it was 7:46 a.m.
And we need the place of birth.
Los Angeles.
Okay, so I'm hoping, Paul, I'm hoping that you are born at 7:46 a.m., and if you're not, then you'll send me an email later or call me, and it will redo it separately. But if you're born at 7:46 a.m., this gives the Leo rising sign, and of the 12 rising signs, only Leo is ruled by the sun. And so, and the sun is called the king of the planetary cabinet. So Leo-born people are always independent. Does that make sense to you? Are you independent in what you do?
You know, I would be more independent if I made better choices.
Okay. Well, I can tell you this. If you're born at 7:46 a.m. and you are Leo, you rarely work for other people. Leo usually work for themselves, or they're independent, or they work in an independent fashion. Now,
that is generally true.
Okay. So now, sun in your chart is only 2 degrees. It's a little bit weak. So if you wore a ruby gemstone, that would be helpful. But it's not the only gemstone. Let me go through this now. You do have Mercury in the first house that can bring wealth and status to you through writing and communications, business and brokering, or buying, selling, trading. It kind of makes you a messenger. You're kind of a kingly messenger, as it were. Now, you have a Venus ruling the third house and the 12th house. This means that you could have entrepreneurial activities that are successful with long-distant ventures or even foreign lands. Have you had any kind of long-distant ventures or work with international affairs?
No, but
okay,
that was my actual goal early on. In fact, that's one of the reasons I joined the military and insisted upon being stationed in West Germany.
Okay, but you did travel abroad, right?
Yeah, and even after that, too.
Okay, so it says here that when the third lord is in the 12th house, that there can be some connection with the foreign land. So you can travel abroad or live abroad or something like that. Now, if you wore a diamond gemstone, that would strengthen your independence and your entrepreneurial activities. Now,
excellent, because, yeah, that's the big issue right now at this time.
Well, one of the big issues for you is that in your chart, Moon is not a favorable planet. I won't go into the details, but I will say to you, it's important for you to help either your mother or your mother-in-law or elderly women on Mondays. And for you, don't buy a white car, don't have a lot of white colors, never wear a pearl. But see, what happens, have you had any separation from children or limited number of children?
I've had major separation from my birth family.
Right, okay, because you've got, And also, what one of the things that happened was that Moon is not functioning as a benefic planet, and so it's sometimes this person, the Leo, does not get complete support on all levels from their birth mother, and also there can be some, in this chart, some separation relative to children. So what the two big remedies for your chart, one is where a diamond for Venus, and two is yellow sapphire for Jupiter, and that will help you with your independence and your intelligence, and you could do some publishing, teaching, and consulting with Jupiter in the third house. One of the strongest things you have in your chart is you have Mars in its own sign of Aries in the ninth house, and that does connect you with military, by the way. Now, Saturn is in the fourth house. It says that some marriage can contribute to your property and happiness at home. But you do need to strengthen that Venus and the Moon because I'm sorry, Venus and Jupiter, because they are causing losses for you. Now you're in the 19 years of Saturn. It runs until March 2013. So the good news for you is that 5 years from now, less than 5 years from now, you know, 4 years and 9 months to be exact, you will go into 17 years of Mercury, and that can be the best 17 years of your life. It's connected with wealth, status, independence, entrepreneurial success, communications, writing. I would take some writing classes or get into some brokering classes, or learn the stock market or something. That'll be good for your chart. Now, in terms of you're in Saturn right now until March 2013. Saturn is connected with marriage, relationships, partnerships, happiness at home, fixed assets and property. I like Saturn, no problem. You can always wear dark blue colors. Those are good for you. The current sub-period is actually the northern node of the Moon, Rahu, that started back in October. It runs until August 2010. So you've got 2 years to go of this Rahu influence, and that needs to be managed. So it would be good to wear the diamond for Venus. It would be good to have the yellow sapphire for Jupiter. And Rahu here can cause some insomnia, worries, fears, phobias, separations. It's good for you to feed the birds in the morning. First thing in the morning before breakfast, go outside, put a cup of bird seed in a bird feeder, feed the birds for Rahu. And also it's important for you to do some charities or service or donations or food or clothing for afflicted persons. You know, in India we would say feed the lepers. So in America we can say donate to charities for cancer, AIDS, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. But for the next 2 years, don't take too many chances. There's a little bit of a problem with Rahu on Jupiter and Moon. This can cause trouble with your liver, your gallbladder, and your hips, and also the chest, lungs, and fluids in the body. So the point is, we want to do the twofold remedy. Strengthen your Jupiter. Your Jupiter is in what they call Papakatra Yoga, which means it's in the scissors. And this gives trouble for investments, trouble with children, problems with your liver and your gallbladder or hips. Have you ever had any gallbladder problems?
Liver problems.
Liver, okay. So you can do a liver cleanse. Now, on my website, astroview.com, there's a link for planetary remedies, and there's a link for favorites, and there's a link for liver cleanse. It's a very simple lemonade fast you can do, and I would recommend you do that about twice a year during the change of seasons, or at least once a year. But the point is, that will help strengthen your liver. A lot of health problems start in the liver, and so take care of that. Also, for the whole audience, I would recommend going to my website, astroview.com, clicking on Planetary Remedy, and then click on Mystical Pendant, because it's a little silver medallion. It's a little cosmic dog tag. They're made in India, and they strengthen all of your benefic planets for your chart and help reduce the afflictions caused by the planets that cause adverse effects. And it replaces the need for the expensive gemstones. So, Paul,
you've given me a lot of your time and expertise. I really appreciate it. Let me ask you one issue that's foremost in my mind.
Go ahead.
I have basically come up with an invention to save a tremendous amount of gas, and this is legitimate. The people I've discussed this with are instantly impressed. The only problem is I'm partially disabled, and for me to pull this off alone is going to be impossible. Is this the time for me to form some kind of entrepreneurial partnership.
Absolutely. The main thing is here. See, I tell my clients it doesn't matter what your problems are, what your issues are. What really matters is that if you take the next few weeks or months and fix your chart, you fix your life. So what I said a minute ago, that you're in a Saturn main period. It rules the seventh house of partnerships. It's in the fourth house of happiness at home, fixed assets. But the fourth house is also conveyances. So you can have some partnership with conveyances, which is transportation or automobiles or gasoline. That's fine. But in your chart, it shows losses and expenses connected with entrepreneurial activities unless they're connected with foreign ventures or foreign land. So you can, if you can somehow do this long distance or do this with in another country or something, I think that would work. But here's the thing. If you strengthen your Jupiter and strengthen your Venus, then all these things are going to be better, because then Jupiter will support the, and both those will support your entrepreneurial self efforts. So
the remedies that you told me already, the yellow sapphire and
the diamond.
The diamond. Is that essentially the kind of, or is that essentially the remedy you would give me if I were a client of yours?
Oh, yes, absolutely. But the number one remedy is actually the little mystical pendant on my website. They're very economical and they're very powerful. So people should at least read about it, and they can test them and see what kind of results they get.
Right. And, Paul, you can go to his website, astroview.com. You can also email him, david@astroview.com, and let him know that you talked with him on the program. Tell me your story, and the two of you can hook up. And if you have further questions, you can certainly talk to him.
Thank you very much.
Paul, thank you so much for calling.
Bye.
Best of luck to you. And that's how easy it is. Phone number 564-1290. That's 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. If you're listening to us on the internet, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to come back to take some more calls at 564-1290. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. David Hawthorne is my guest. He is the 3-minute astrologer. You know, maybe one day we will extend it to a 5-minute astrologer. But right now it's 3-minute astrologer. You're listening to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. You can email david@astroview.com, david@astroview.com, and you can also go to richarddugan.com for all that good stuff. Stay tuned. Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Thanks for joining us. I'm Richard Dugan with the program and the website, richarddugan.com. You can email me, richard@richarddugan.com. That's D-U-G-A-N, the website, richarddugan.com. The programs are archived up on the website. And, of course, you'll also see who's coming up next week, and we'll be talking about that in a little bit. Right now, David Hawthorne and the 3-Minute Astrologer. Stay with us, 564-1290. Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. David Hawthorne, the 3-Minute Astrologer. Our phone number, 564-1290. 564-1290. And you can give us a call right now. If you're listening on the internet to the live stream, we are streaming every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Go to richarddugan.com and click on the Listen Live link. The phone number, 866-564-1290. That's toll-free, 866-564-1290. And to David, we talk an awful lot about, dates and times and, I mean, just all of this that relates, And trying to get a handle on things that are occurring here in our world in this day and time. And you're actually able to, if someone were to ask you to do a chart on a particular person or an event that took place, you're actually able to generate a chart that gives us that roadmap of conditions, if you will, that we need to prepare for, or at least get in preparation for, correct? I mean, is that a fair assessment of how we would be looking at these kinds of things?
Well, the point is that there is a horoscope for every moment of the day. If somebody is born right now, there would be a horoscope for that child. But there would also be a horoscope when you sign a contract, when you start a new business, when you take a wedding vow, when you launch a space shuttle, when you take oath as the President of the United States. There is a horoscope for that event, and therefore there is that, and that will give you the roadmap of that particular event. So the marriage. Now, if we're not paying attention to the horoscope, and most of us aren't, we don't know that this is applicable. But what happens is that if we're not paying attention, then basically we're gambling. In other words, if that horoscope is afflicted, then the marriage can end in divorce, the business can go bankrupt, the space shuttle can blow up. So, I mean, you know, the idea is we can use this knowledge to elect a time to do something important. And speaking of elections, I think it's really ironic that America holds elections the first Tuesday of every November. Well, the first Tuesday of every November is during the time that sun, ruling governments, is in its debilitation sign every single year. So we're always doing these elections when sun is debilitated. That's first off, that's not a very good thing at all, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And you can definitely see things now. I was telling you earlier that we just got Barack Obama's birth certificate, and we did look at his chart, so we know some things about him now. And we've looked at John McCain's chart, we know some things about him. So it's interesting to look at the charts for these candidates and see what we can see. I'm not convinced that Hillary's out of the question yet.
Mm-hmm.
There is a possibility that things could change between now and the August convention, and you know the final. There could be a change.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling people right now that there might be a change of candidates.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, my personal belief is that my personal belief is that until the election is held and it is finalized and certified,
right.
Anything, the only person right now that I would vote for that I know doesn't stand a chance, there's no way, is Pat Paulson. But there was a guy, he was a comedian, and he ran every year while he was alive. Well, he's now dead, so obviously he doesn't stand a chance. But anybody that's living and breathing today, you just don't know. I mean, there may be somebody out there that we haven't even
election.
Heard of yet.
Every election gets stranger and stranger. And depends on which side you're on, of course. But
yeah. I kind of like the idea of instead of using punch cards or electronic device, let's go to a straw poll. We'll get a bale of straw in each state. And whoever has the biggest basket of straw is the winner. I don't know if that's where straw polls came from. Vedic astrology, you say 5,000 years. Is that about right?
Yes, it predates Chinese, Egyptian, Western astrology. It was originally done in Sanskrit, which is the oldest language, and it's the mother of all language. So this has been around for thousands of years. All the ancient kings and queens of India had an astrologer in their court, and they would advise them on the proper gemstones and where they are, and it's been beautiful knowledge. It was handed down and handed down and handed down, and finally it was in a book form.
Now we're going to have you hand down some of that knowledge to Deborah, who's on the line, and she has called us. Are you in Santa Barbara?
No, I'm in Ojai.
In Ojai, wonderful. Thank you for calling.
What's
David
her name?
Is on the line. Deborah is her name.
Okay, Deborah.
And
I need the date of birth.
12/31/51.
That's 12/31/51.
And the time of birth.
7:02 p.m.
7:02 p.m.
In Chicago, Illinois.
In Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, wonderful. Midwest. Okay. Okay, so Deborah, using Vedic astrology from India, this gives the Cancer rising sign, which is ruled by the royal luminary planet, the moon. Cancer rising sign people are very creative, very intuitive, very maternal, and very witty and friendly and intelligent. They're great people. Now, moon ruling your chart is in Aquarius. So that makes, forget Western astrology. We're not using that. We're using Vedic astrology. Moon in Aquarius makes you unconventional, imaginative, and inventive, and eccentric, and humanitarian. However, because this takes place in the eighth house, it is so important for you to wear a single large pearl. I would get a pearl about 10 carats, 5 to 10 carats in size, and wear it as a pendant on a chain. You can also wear a pearl necklace. You can wear pearl earrings. But pearl for you will help you with your health, your longevity, your reputation, and your emotional state and your peace of mind. Mm. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say there is a little bit of disturbance in this chart relative to your mother.
Oh, gosh, absolutely. Oh, you've been right on the whole way. This is scary.
Moon here is in a very transforming place, a very vulnerable place, and it's on what they call Rahu-Ketu axis, the north and south nodes of the moon. And this can cause serious problems for your mother And this can also disturb your emotional state,
no
the
kidding.
Highs and lows. And so it's important for you to... You can also take liquid calcium magnesium. I would go to a health food store. You can buy a bottle
it.
Of liquid calcium magnesium. Huh. Keep it in your refrigerator. At night before you go to bed, take a tablespoon or so. And then it help you with your sleep. It will help you with your peace of mind. Wear lots of white colors. Wear pearls. Another good planet for you is Sun. Now, Sun in Vedic astrology is not in Capricorn. It is back in Sagittarius. It makes you a do-gooder. It means that you want to help other people. You will fight for underdogs. You're good at teaching. And people will come to you for advice. But because Sun is placed in the sixth house, you have to exercise a lot of patience when you talk to people. Otherwise, they will misunderstand and misconstrue. And this will create some conflict in life. And, in fact, this position here shows there could be some conflict in the family life and can cause some divorce or separation.
Hmm.
So if you want to have wealth and status and independence and continuation of family life, it would be good for you to wear a 1 to 2 carat natural ruby, an unheated, untreated ruby. And that can be worn on the ring finger of the left or right hand. But for you, think pearls and rubies. Pearls and rubies, those are excellent for your chart. Now, if you're interested in career, you can wear a red coral gemstone. If you're interested in property, you can wear a diamond. If you're interested in entrepreneurial activities, you can wear an emerald. But your number one and two recommendations, your number one is the pearl, number two is the ruby. Those two would make you a king. In other words, they really would give you health, happiness, independence, wealth, status. Let me look at a couple other quick things while I'm here. There are some problems relative to your independence and entrepreneurial activities. Let me ask you, do you have a daughter?
No. I have a stepdaughter.
Okay, so because Venus is in the house of children, it can give a daughter. But it is a weak Venus at 4 degrees, so maybe that's why it's a stepchild. But so a diamond is good for you. Now let's look at the timing of events. You are in 17 years of Mercury that started 3 years ago, and I think it's much better than the previous 19 years. 19 years prior to that, you know, that was from April 86 until April 2005. You ran 19 years of Saturn. Saturn for your chart is not a favorable planet. It's afflicting the third house. Are you the eldest, or do you have younger siblings?
No, I'm the younger one, but I've always acted like the older.
Yeah, there's a problem here. There's some obstructions, delays, disappointments, and setbacks relative to younger siblings.
Hmm.
And also, the Saturn influence on the fifth house can give adopted children, stepchildren, and it can cause some obstructions to you having your own children. How many of your own children do you have?
I have none.
Okay, so that's Saturn has been causing some afflictions in that fifth house. It also causes some problems in the ninth house, and this tells me that there could have been some lack of support for you from your father on account of either had health or financial difficulties or something like that. What happened to your father?
My father died 3 years ago, but he's never really been supportive in terms of financial help or...
Saturn is afflicting the ninth house of father, and Sun ruling father is in the sixth house of health problems and financial difficulties. So, and also it says that you could have some disputes or conflict with him. So again, it's just that we didn't have this knowledge when we were young. Mm-hmm. You know, if our parents had it and did the remedies for our charts, we would have different life. Again, I didn't start my own remedies until 10 years ago, and they've been the best 10 years of my life.
How's that for you, Deborah?
Well, he was amazingly accurate. I want to go back, if I could, to this 19-year business.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. If you'll stay on the line for just a few moments here, David, if you'll hold with us also,
sure.
We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to allow the two of you to carry on the conversation and unimpeded so the two of you can chat there. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. And David Hawthorne, the 3-Minute Astrologer, is our guest. And you are also our guest here on the program every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Stay tuned. There's more coming your way. This is Tell Me Your Story. Tell Tell me your story. And my guest is a three-minute astrologer, David Hawthorne. And, David, I want to thank you very much for joining us. We're getting very close on time here and appreciate it. We're going to have you back again, of course, on a regular basis to share with our listeners. And, again, thanks for joining us on Tell Me Your Story.
Oh, fabulous. I always appreciate talking to you. You're a great host, and I enjoy talking to people in Santa Barbara, because if I can't be there, this is as close as I can get.
Well, you have an open invitation with Amrita and I to come out and join us for a weekend or what have you, and maybe, who knows, one of these days we'll put together some kind of a gathering or, I don't know.
An educational thing, or we can do readings. I'd love to do that.
Sure.
My wife would love to come out, too. You know,
and what you're hearing on the air, folks, is brainstorming live. on the radio.
Okay.
Well, David, again, thank you very much for joining us, and stay on the line. And I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Next week, we're going to be talking with Anna Marie Hemingway, and she has written a book on death and dying, and it is the practices, if you will, in terms of death and dying. You can go to the website, richarddugan.com, and you can see the information that we have for her. And we hope that you will join us every Saturday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time for Tell Me Your Story. You can hear these interviews at richarddugan.com. That's richarddugan.com. And as always, have a great weekend. Love to love.